نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد. With respected listeners, continuing with the proven prescriptions of steadfastness and a noble death, thus far alhamdulillah we discussed five. The first one is to read after every Farz Salah, ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. The second one is to read frequently this dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu Bi Rahmatika Astaghith. The third one is to use the miswak. The fourth one is to make shukr of one's iman. And the fifth one is that a person, male and female, should lower the gaze when there is temptation to look at the opposite gender. Today we'll discuss the sixth one, and that is to recite the dua after adhan. This is also called dua of wasila. So firstly, we should reply to the adhan. How should we reply to the adhan? We'll repeat the words of the muazzin exactly as he calls it out, with the exception of hayya ala salah and hayya ala falah. So Allahu Akbar will remain the same. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah will remain the same. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah will remain the same. But when it comes to hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, over there we will read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Thereafter, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and la ilaha illallah, that will remain the same. Thereafter, it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whoever repeats the words and replies to the muazzin, and then he recites durood sharif, he recites salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then after he should make this masnoon dua, the dua after adhan, or the dua of wasila. Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati tamma was-salati al-qa'imah aati Muhammadan al-wasilata wal-fadila wab'athhu maqaman mahmudan alladhi wa'adtah innaka la tukhlifu al-mi'ad. Translation of it: O Allah, the Rabb of this perfect call, and establish salah. Grant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the wasila and the excellence, and raise him to the praise station, that is maqam mahmud, that you have promised him. And surely, O Allah, you never go back against your promise, you never fail in your promise. So the reward for recitation of this dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith, halat lahu shafa'ati. It means that whoever recites this dua, my intercession will become binding for him. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullahi mentions that in this there is an indication of glad tidings for a noble death, which means that he will leave this world insha'Allah with iman. So very, very important. We are very, very fortunate that so many times we hear the azan, especially those who are living close proximity to the masjid. And also we should make shukr the freedom of religion that we have in our country, that we are allowed to call out the azan on the loudspeaker. So it's very, very important that we respect the azan. We reply to the muazzin. We send durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we recite the masnoon dua, and look at the great sawab. And as Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullahi has mentioned, there is glad tidings inshallah, that there is hope inshallah, this person will pass away with iman, will leave this world with iman. And in the day of Qiyamah, then Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will intercede on our behalf, subhanallah. And the azan, respected listeners, is a great shiar of Islam, a symbol of Islam. وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ, whoever respects the symbols of Allah, فَإِنَّا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ, this is a sign that this person has Allah fearing, he's got Allah's consciousness in him, he's got taqwa in him. So this azan is a great symbol of Islam. To have respect for azan is very, very important as well. It is mentioned of Zubaydah the wife of Harun Rashid. After she had passed away, someone saw her sitting on a very elevated throne in Jannah. So they asked her, "Oh Zubaydah, that how is it that you reached this position?" So she said, "On one occasion I was with my friends and we were talking, merrymaking, laughing, whatever it may be. And as soon as the muazzin started calling out the azan, then I indicated to every person around me that keep quiet. Oh, like you say, shh, keep quiet, listen, listen to the azan, give jawab to the azan, recite durood sharif after azan, recite the masnoon dua after azan." She said, "Because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me this position." It is mentioned also of a Hindu lady that when she was in the throes of death, she started speaking Arabic. That Malakani Yaqulan, these two angels are telling me to recite this. In other words, they are in telling her to recite the Kalima, Kalima Shahadat. Being a Hindu, people around her did not understand the language, so they summoned the Imam of the Masjid and called him and said that perhaps you can translate what she's telling us. So when the Imam heard those words, so the Imam mentioned that there are two farishtas, she's saying there are two malaika that are telling her to recite these words, this kalima. And the Imam also was also surprised, being a Hindu. So he asked her, "Tell me something, did she do any good in her life? Maybe perhaps Allah Ta'ala looked at one action of hers, that Allah Ta'ala is giving her an opportunity that she dies with Iman." So they thought about it and he said, "Yes, she had this one good quality. Whenever the azan used to be given, a Hindu, then she used to keep quiet and respect the azan. And she used to tell other family members that respect the azan." Few doors away from our masjid, alhamdulillah, there is a Christian family, and once talking to him, so he said that my grandson, he also has this quality, that whenever the azan is given, he keeps quiet, and he listens to the azan attentively. May dua, inshallah, Allah, who knows, this could be, I mean, inshallah, coming into the fold of Islam. So, giving a jawab to the azan, respecting the azan is something very, very important, which unfortunately many of us, including myself, we are very, very negligent, unmindful, and ghafil, and we tend to talk, and in the days gone by, even our elders, when azan is to be given, then the woman folk is to put the scarf right, listen to the azan, give a jawab. If they're doing anything wrong, even if men, if a person was watching some show on haram television, they immediately, they went off, they had that amount of adab and respect for the azan. But unfortunately today, we still involve ourselves in gupshup, in futile talk, laughing and merrymaking while the azan is being given. So this is da'wat al-tama. This is that call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is most perfect. Allah Ta'ala gave me the tawfiq that we went to Chile in Jamaat, and then Mala Suleiman Jada Sahib Dan Barakatu explained to us that according to his experience, he found that many non-Muslims entered into the fold of Islam via three ways. And then he explained, he said one way was Allah Ta'ala inspired them in their dream. For example, Allah Ta'ala showed them a shakal, a form of a pious person, a person dressed in kurta, beard, a woman in hijab. And that is also one of the benefits they found, that when they went for gush, people stopped them and said that, you know, I saw people like you in my dream, and they wanted to know more. And then when they explained to them about Islam, alhamdulillah, this was a turning point for them accepting Islam. And he said another one is that many of them entered into the fold of Islam by just merely listening to the azan, subhanallah. And the third one he mentioned, illa mashallah, that those people who had interest, they maybe got hold of a reliable website and they made some inquiries, and then this led them coming to some Islamic center or to the masjid, inquiring more about Islam, and they, alhamdulillah, they also, this was a means of them accepting Islam. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we respect the azan, we give jawab to the azan, we recite Durood Sharif, and we recite the Namasloon dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of realizing the importance and the power of azan. And when azan is given, in fact, shaitan runs and even passes wind. That is why I mentioned during the lockdown we are performing salah at home in jamaat. Then, respected listeners, give the azan then. Even though the azan is given to the masjid, at least more azans in our area, in our community, in our town, then inshallah all the evil, all the bala inshallah will be removed. The evil effects of shaitan will go away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.